Hello, welcome to The Tempest. My name is Ryder, and I will be your host for this show. Today is going to be a bit of a podcast origin story, if you will. Nothing too exciting, just kind of how this all started and what I hope to talk about-ish. I hope you enjoy it. All I've ever wanted to do with my life is inspire other people. And in college, you know, I didn't really know what to do. I knew I wanted to inspire people, but I didn't really know, you know, what medium that would come in. So I started off as an art major because, you know, my whole life I've been drawing. I love art. I wanted to be a tattoo artist. I thought that would be cool. And so I started off in art. And then I decided I wanted to be more practical, and I switched over to architecture. Until I realized that's one of the most unpractical degrees I've ever encountered. So then I switched back out, went back to an art major, but this time I concentrated in film. I then switched to a Spanish major. I juggled with being an English major for a minute until finally I decided on communication. And the reason I decided on communication was because I had taken a public speaking class my freshman year, my very first semester in college. And it was amazing. I loved it. I realized then how much I love speaking to people and how inspiring it can be to like hear someone and hear their stories. And I loved it. So I went on with that. I decided on that. And, you know, I really wish that would have been the moment that I decided to start a podcast. But unfortunately for me, it most definitely was not. You know, I went through my communication degree program. I ended up taking this other class called Business and Professional Speaking. Very similar to public speaking, but it was a lot different at the same time. We had to do group speeches. And, you know, it was fine. It was good. It didn't have quite the same effect that that first public speaking class did. I don't know if it was the instructor. I don't know if it was the people in the group, but it just didn't have quite the same tone. However, in this group, I met one of my best friends to this day. Her name is Shelby. And, you know, Shelby has always been one of the most supportive humans I know. And she's actually the one who came up with the idea of, hey, Ryder, you should start a podcast. And at first she tells me this, and I'm like, okay, yeah, that'd be cool. And I didn't really take it too seriously. And then I realized that it's exactly what I want to do with my life. So why wasn't I doing it? So between meeting Shelby and Shelby saying, hey, Ryder, you should start a podcast, there's all kinds of other shit that happened. I had come out to my family and friends as transgender. I was transitioning, and I was also homeless. My parents decided to kick me out of the house, and to this day, I still haven't heard from them. You know, that led to me couch surfing, sleeping in my boss's apartment. At one point, I was sleeping in my car. It was a really scary time for me, just because all I could think about was, am I even going to survive this? You know, that led to me dropping out of college. I was just working full-time. I was working nonstop. There was a month-long period where I just went without a day off. I was working like 52 hours a week. It was insane, really. And then finally I got to a point where I didn't have to work so much. I was fine. I got a new car. I live in one of the nicest areas of town, but I couldn't turn off the work survival mode because I was just so scared of having to sleep in my car again. Even though it's so impractical to even, like, there's no way that would have happened. It was just, I don't know, it's almost like PTSD. And so in this time frame, I abandoned anything that didn't seem practical. I can't be a tattoo artist because I wouldn't get any health insurance. And what if I break my hand? You know, it was just stuff like that. Like, no, I have to just keep working for this corporation because at least I know I'll be okay, because I've done this whole time, and I've been okay this whole time, so if I continue to do this, I will continue to be okay. And that was my only train of thought, until I realized that I wasn't happy anymore. I wasn't happy at all, actually, because working in the food industry was never what I wanted to do with my life. And so I didn't know what to do anymore, because I liked being comfortable, but I also was so unhappy that I didn't even know if it was worth it. Truth be told, I still don't know what I'm going to do with my life. I still don't know what's going to make me happy. But in the process of trying to figure all of that out, I might as well talk about it, talk about figuring it out, talking about what's gotten me to this point so far. And that's what this podcast is for.